It is time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Good morning.
Good morning, Maya. This time of year, I feel like there are a lot of best of lists coming out for the best of 2018.
Yes.
And I wanted to let listeners know my favorite exhibition of the year, which ties in nicely for what to do with your family for the rest of the week if they are staying longer than the Christmas holidays. And my favorite show this year is still up at the Tweed. It's called Intersections. It is curated by Carissa Isaacs, the curator at the Tweed. And it is an absolutely stunning collection. It's works from the Tweed's permanent collection by Native American artists in Minnesota. And it really is breathtaking, the depth of the collection that they have and how she has put these objects together really brings us into new directions, into new ways of thinking about these artists and the kinds of ideas that they're exploring. So it is open they are closed on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can go and enjoy this fabulous show, Intersections, that is up right now at the Tweed. And I also want to talk about art books that you can explore the visual arts from the comfort of your own couch, maybe with a hot beverage of some sort. And the first two are tied to exhibitions. So these are exhibition catalogs. They're shows that came out this year. One is about the artist Bill Traylor. This is an exhibition that was at the Smithsonian Museum of American Art. And I think what's interesting about both of these, both shows and books or exhibition catalogs, are it's really redefining how we look at art history. Both of these shows have really broken up how we study the practice and how we sort of understand these stories that have been ingrained in our art historical canon. So Bill Traylor is what is considered an outsider artist before, but this both the exhibition and the book really helps push that idea and instead of sort of thinking of this odd dichotomy of, you know, you're either within the system or you're without, even that name itself is a problematic one. They're looking at the kind of visual culture that he created and what he was saying with his work. So he was born a slave. He created art, and it's a really wonderful look at this just brilliant creative man. The other one is an exhibition of the work of Hilma Af Klint. And she had a show at the Guggenheim, and this was just a revolutionary show. Everyone has been talking about this because Hilma Af Klint was creating abstract art before all of these other people that we sort of consider the luminaries and the forerunners in abstract art. She was doing it a decade before. So, you know, we usually talk about Kandinsky and Malevich, but Hilma Af Klint was exploring what you could do with the visual arts way before. And what's also really fascinating about her is that she uses the mystical in her work. She's very, you know, usually when we talk about abstract art, we just talk about the formal language. And these artists are really pushing the idea that you can have, it's sort of the beginnings of modernism and the fact that paint can mean paint and color can mean color. And how do you, you know, sort of use these basic building blocks? She was looking at it as how can you use line, shape, and color to have these mystical resonances? So she was a Swedish artist. Both the exhibition as well as the catalog is really a stunning, stunning look, and also, you know, I think is going to have some ripple effects throughout the art historical field for years to come. There's also one other that I'm really excited about that was an exhibition. It's called Agents of Faith, Votive Objects in Time and Place. And this is another one that has that uses, you know, I think that in art history, a lot of times we have shut out either the mystical or the spiritual or those underpinnings that aren't just historically truths or that we can't academically prove. And I love that these shows are letting in the fact that art can be this bridge into these other worlds that maybe don't necessarily have that academic underpinning. So this is a show that was at the Bard Graduate Center gallery in Manhattan and really explores, you know, what can these things, these physical objects, how can they connect us to these other ideas that are sort of beyond our proof-based world. Just a couple other books to mention. One is by Neil Gaiman and Chris Riddle. It's Art Matters Because the title of the book is A Creative Call to Arms. Art Matters Because your imagination can change the world. And this is a collection of speeches and poems and creative musings that Neil Gaiman, very successful author, has on creation. So this is not just visual arts, but sort of all arts in general. You know, how can imagination, what's the role? And I think he just does a beautiful job with the drawings of Chris Riddle to look at really the importance of that imaginatory and creative spirit in our lives. And really, if you know, I think that people can bemoan our current state of the world, but when you have creative thinkers and people who can use their imagination, it really is going to, I think, that's where my faith lies. Another one is What It Means to Write About Art. These are interviews with art critics. The art critics and art criticism has really blossomed over the last 50 years and taken on many different paths and avenues. And so I think it's always interesting when you explore that topic. You know, how do you add words to this visual communication piece? The interviews with art critics really lets you understand all the different ways that you can do that and different paths for that. And then the final book I want to talk about is a book called Posing Modernity, The Black Model from Manet and Matisse to Today. And this is exploring, this is also actually tied to an exhibition that's at the Wallach Gallery at Columbia. And it is, you know, this Manet and Impressionism is probably the most, I don't know what the most studied, the most academic papers written about a certain period in art, but that certainly is one of them. And the show and the book really explores this time period in a whole different way and is looking at the black body as both subject, but then also, you know, bringing it up into contemporary times really looks at that as artists as well. So a really fascinating exploration both in that time period but also in our contemporary time period. So pick up one of those, snuggle by the fire, and enjoy hopefully a little bit of extra time this week, Maya.
Well, we appreciate you sharing all the great ways to enjoy art for everyone, even if they're not going to leave home.
Yes, take care.
Happy holidays. Thanks, Annie.